Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Carolla and welcome to another episode of Going Racing, the show that highlights the fastest cars, best races, biggest celebrities in the automotive world. All right, what are you working on? What are you driving? What's new?
Yeah, there's a couple things. Obviously, we're getting the truck. I'm getting my truck ready for SEMA. Goldberg's getting his Dodge Challenger ready for SEMA, and he's in Wisconsin test driving it now with the guys at Dodge and Speed Corps. Mm-hmm. And Speed Corps that builds his car built the Kevin Hart car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing 2 versions. The one at SEMA is a Dodge Challenger with a 4.5-liter Whipple supercharger.
Oh, that's just
the supercharger.
That's the size of the supercharger.
It's 4.5 liters. It's 1,000 horsepower.
Jesus.
And then he's doing a charger that's twin turbo that's going to be 1,500 horsepower. And they're testing all these engine builds and turbo kits right now this week. But the Lightning went to paint, and it was, you know, I got into it earlier this week on the show, but what a shit show getting it there, and blew a tire on the trailer and the whole thing. So it's coming back from paint probably as you're listening to this show.
Mm-hmm.
These guys did a great job, blew the whole thing apart.
Took the bed off.
Everything actually touched up the chassis while they were in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a fresh coat of black, 4 coats of clear, all color sanded, buffed, done, 5 days.
Wow. I love it when people work.
And they're like, we can't do it in 5 days. And now they're like, we can't believe we did such great work in 5 days. And they did a great job. And now we got 3 weeks to, you know, rush and get a custom brake kit made, which is being made on the East Coast, and get that installed. And you got to pull out the interior and do all this hush mat sound deading and the stereo system and all that.
What, Max Pata, maybe you can check. There's a 2000 Cobra R that was on Bring a Trailer that we're looking at. Seemed to be getting good money, but I can't remember how many days are left on the...
It's sold. It's a little under the money.
It's a little under.
I think it's a little under the money. Somebody got a good deal on that.
When did it sell?
Two days ago as we're here sitting here now. I can't be wrong. 53,000, 57,000? I thought it was somewhere in the 50s, which seems a little light.
Considering they made a few of those, but also... It's
300.
Yeah, it's a Mustang for 50 grand. I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you.
54 or 5. That's light for that car.
What do you think that car should have sold for?
I think it's probably in the high $60,000, $70,000 range. And the 93 Cobra R model, which they only made 107 of, that sold for like a world record at Barrett Jackson for like $120,000, which means 2 people wanted it. And
right.
I know the guy who bought it. He's like, yeah, I overpaid. I don't care. I love the car. I've got a bunch of these things, a whole collection. Fit everything in his collection, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for him, it's just like seeing, you know, you see a Newman car. You're like, I feel like I should have it, and it'll be worth more one day. Yeah, so I felt like him paying $120,000 or something for the 93R model, which is a little more rare, I think that brings up this car a little bit. So I thought this car was well bought.
Yeah,
and it will probably make somebody some money.
The bring a trailer is, you know, stepped up, and they're selling more expensive cars now. And I think overall it's been successful. I think as I've been looking at it, seeing some of the cars that sold and then some that haven't, stuff like that, I think the grade I would just give it would be maybe a B or B minus in terms of success. But that's good. They're branching out into that. I saw a car I think you're always kind of looking at, fluctuates a lot, the BMW Z8.
Yeah.
Roadster.
Yeah.
I think one sold for $180, which is a good price for that car.
Yeah, that is a good price.
They do move around. But $180 is sort of the high end for that, I think.
I think I've seen it at a Barrett Jackson go a little more than that. But I was sitting next to a guy at Gooding, and he paid like $155.
Or even, you've seen it go lower.
I've seen it go higher.
All I'm saying is bring a trailer a good modality for selling a high-end car? And I think the answer is yes. Now, sort of depending on what the car is, but yes.
I think it's a good platform. I think they build a good site, a good company. For the most part, I really like the audience that participates in bring a trailer.
Right.
Every time we've sold a car or even purchased a car, I've enjoyed the banter and the conversation. And it's not like crappy YouTube commenters. Like, it's fun. It's real car guys and girls.
Max Zapata, you can bop around. I don't know where I was sending you. I think I was sending you to RM. I think there's an auction going off at the end of October in Europe on RM auction site. Or maybe, yeah, I think it was RM. And they had a couple of our Jags that we liked, the 220 Jags.
Oh, yeah, the XJ220.
One in race trim and one not. I don't know if they have any estimates by those yet.
No, it's like RM. Where's the auction?
I don't know, like Monaco or something. Somewhere in Switzerland.
Abu Dhabi.
Oh, is it Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Same place.
Same.
And what is it, like October 24th and 5th or something? Like end of October?
Yeah. November.
November
30th, yeah.
Oh,
that explains
off.
Why they're still a little light on the descriptions and details for some of these cars. 30 days out, it's getting a little tight, but, you know, 7 weeks out, it's a little better. But, yeah, there's an XJ220 race car.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know much about it. There's no description up there yet. But it's a cool-looking car, and as you like to say, it's a cool looking car in race trim because it was such a good jumping off point to begin with. You know, we love the XJ220, the style of that car. And yeah, you could say, hey, on the street car, the wheels look a little dated, but in the race trim, it doesn't have that.
Yeah. I finally got my V6 Nissan lump back. I got my, after, I don't
oh,
know,
yeah, I
got two and a half, 3 years, I got my engine back that's going inside. Of
Sean must have argued with him.
Newman's 86 GT1 championship car. So it's a little small. It's probably a 3-liter V6 with a big turbo on it. And it's,
yeah. Do you think they punch it out a little bit? I mean, we know it's 3-liter base. It's 300, but
you know what's weird.
It's a little stroked or bored or something. It's got to be a little something.
You know what's an interesting concept. When I was just looking at some specs on Newman's 280 ZX, which would have the straight six in it, and Electromotive did one, a turbo, famously won a lot of races, and Newman had a couple of turbo straight sixes. He had some straight six C production, naturally aspirated, you know, triple Weber, McCooney or whatever, side draft. And then there's some turbocharged ones. The turbocharged ones are 2.5. And obviously it's a 280ZX. So if you bought the street going version of a car, it'd be a 2.8.
Yeah.
A 240, 24, 260, 2.6, and now 2.8. And so there's a kind of part of you that's like, oh, they're going down in displacement. And I don't know. They know. I don't know, but they're not dumb. Like, they're not cheating themselves out of displacement because they want to make less power. There's something that they're doing that has
higher
to do
RPM, faster ramp up in the RPM, possibly.
Revving, whatever they're doing, they know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and I, obviously it all has to do with turbo and boost and, and electronics and all that management of electronics and fuel and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know that bigger is always better, at least back then when it came to turbos, especially when you hear about some of those Lancias or whatever it's that, or like, oh, it had a 1.9.
Yeah.
You know, and they're racing at Le Mans or 2.1 or whatever. And you're like, why 1.9? Like, why do they step it up a little?
Yeah.
And it's like,
when you say that, I immediately think because they needed to be like an under 2.0 class of some sort, but maybe not. In that
Case. And I'm not sure why the 2.5 in the Z, but I don't think they were trying to make
a class.
Now, maybe they said, if you're going to have a turbo, you got to be 2.5 liters or under. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it still seems weird that you couldn't just run the stock displacement on that car, but and they did have a street going turbo 280 ZX at the time. Who the hell knows what the rules are, but bigger isn't always better. And I think you might maybe 3 liters or under or 2.5 and under, depending on what the series is, with the turbo, maybe the displacement top.
And I don't know if your 300 ZX engine that you got over there is sleeved or not, but you know, just because of the nature of the age of the block and the fact that you've used an original block or one of the backup blocks, you know, it would be like, okay, well, at least it's bored a little bit, unless they knock a sleeve and sleeve it again and get back to the right bore. But it's when they redo it, they want to bored a little bit, you know, but I don't know if they changed the stroke or anything on that at all. But I'm curious to know what it actually is. You know, it may be an insignificant amount.
But, you know, what makes me the most curious, when the engine's all taken apart and the goddamn plenum is black, and it's all scratched up, send it out and have it powder coated before you put the engine back together.
Yeah. I mean, what's the cost, though? $80?
Yeah, who's going to pay that?
Yeah, who's going to pay that? How much does the engine cost?
$45,000.
Okay, so the $80, they think you're going to flip your shit over $80, $100.
I don't know.
They said it was $1,000 for powder coating. I'm like, it sounds a little high for powder coating, but go ahead and get it done on the $40,000 engine.
But you're just putting the whole thing back together. Why not just...
The guy building it is staring at it going, this looks like shit.
I don't get much of life. Much of life. Now thoroughly confused. Yes. Or you may say to me, the plenum is kind of beat up, scratched up, and dinged up. We're thinking about sending it out for powder coating.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, maybe they didn't have enough time.
Maybe they didn't have enough time. It's only been 3 years. Tune in next week for another episode of Going Racing. New episodes available on Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.